Nearly 10% of Idaho kids go to school just 4 days a week. That's almost 27,000 students. Dozens of districts across the state have switched to four-day weeks since the Great Recession in hopes of saving money. But as Idaho Education News reports, nobody knows how that impacts students. Ed News and Idaho Public Television have teamed up for a week-long series on four-day schools. Our Adam Cotterell talked with Ed News reporter Kevin Richard about the series and what they uncovered. Richard says nobody has tried to find out how Idaho's four-day-a-week schools are doing.
You don't know whether this is affecting student achievement one way or the other. And that's not a deficiency just in the state's research or in the district's research. There isn't a whole lot of research even on the national level. The numbers we did look at show that students in four-day schools struggled on the SBAC exam. That's the big online test that students took this spring that's aligned to Common Core. Scores in the four-day schools were lower than the scores in the five-day schools, by and large. SAT scores were down in the four-day schools. The go-on rates, and that's been the big metric in Idaho education. We've got to get more kids going to college. The go-on numbers, they tend to skew lower in the four-day districts. Now, we can't say that that's connected to the schedule. It's the whole research question of, is it correlation or is it causation? So you've got this evidence that isn't conclusive, but you put it all together and it does raise some questions.
Wednesday, you're looking at the finances. The reason that schools go to 4 days a week is to save money, but we've known for a long time that the savings from doing that are pretty tiny. Schools try it anyway with the idea that every little bit helps. Does it help? Are schools better off financially for switching to a 4 day week?
You know, it depends. And you look at some of the districts, the results vary very widely. Some of the districts, they're saving maybe 1% on their overall budget because of the 4 day calendar. Other districts, Boundary County, they peg the savings at close to 10%. That's a pretty big number. What we saw nationally, what the studies have shown is districts can expect to maybe save a couple percentage points, if that, on the 4 day calendar.
Are there financial trade-offs? Are they spending more in some areas because of 4 day school weeks than they would if they stayed at five?
There are some savings that you don't get because you do still need to keep the lights on and the heat on Fridays because teachers are coming in for training, catch up on grading, maybe give kids some extra help. So you don't save there. Some of the districts have found that they had to buy and prepare snacks for kids because they're in there longer, they get hungry, so that becomes an expense. The biggest trade-off, though, is for a lot of the districts, the only way you can really save money is to cut hours for bus drivers, for cafeteria staff, for custodial staff, the classified employees. And that becomes a real tough decision for superintendents because these are small towns. The superintendent in a small town school district, he or she is the CEO of often the biggest employer in town. So you start cutting hours, you start cutting positions, that becomes a really difficult community decision. So a lot of districts try to figure out ways to minimize the human effect of moving to a four-day calendar. But of course, when you do that, the savings diminish.
Thursday, you're looking at what it's like in the building and the classrooms of a four-day school, how it's changed the academic experience. What did you learn?
Well, what I learned is that teachers and students have had to make adjustments because it doesn't sound like much, but a 45-minute to an hour increase every school day, it does have an effect on how you approach teaching and how students process and learn and adjust. Talking to teachers, they've had to figure out a lot of different things along the way. You know, how do I stretch the material out? How do I keep kids interested for 45 minutes to an hour longer? In the younger grades, you definitely have to work in more breaks. Kids are going to be there longer during the day. Do you still assign homework? When do you give tests? Is it fair to give a test on a Monday when kids are coming back from a three-day weekend?
I've talked to people in four-day-a-week schools who really like it. Did you find that the schools that have made the change are glad they did?
There's this assumption in a lot of circles in Idaho that this change to the four-day calendar was thrust on these districts, and they can't wait to go back. Well, to some degree, I think their hand was forced. A lot of districts did this out of necessity. They felt like, you know, state funding is dropping. We've got to do something to save money. But now districts and a lot of administrators and teachers and parents and kids say, you know, we like it. We'd kind of like to keep it. So we found that part of the series was challenging this assumption that this is this thing that communities can't wait to get rid of and they can't wait to get back to quote-unquote normal. Well, for a lot of districts, the four-day calendar has become normal.
That was Kevin Richard of Idaho Education News talking with our Adam Cotterell. You can read a different story on four-day schools all 5 days this week at idahoednews.org. And Friday evening, Idaho Public Television's Idaho Reports visits some four-day schools along with Ed News reporters.